Hey, thanks
Oh my God.
for customer service. This is Lisa speaking. Now, please have your zip code to help better assist you.
01905.
I have 01905.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And may I have your first and last name?
It's Brandy Sequeira.
Thank you, Miss Brandy. Give me just a moment here. Brandy. All right, good deal, Square. All right, Miss Brandy, for security purposes, can you provide me with the shipping address that we have on file for you?
It's 22 Myrtle Street. That's Lynn, Mass.
Thank you so much. Now, I do see here back last month where you ordered the wireless earbuds in white. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure there was nothing, because I didn't see if there was anything else, like any other kind of things. I've just ordered those. Like, I did like a survey type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure I don't get charged anything else on my card. It was just for that.
All right. So, Ms. Brandy, I do see the two declined charges that you may be referencing of. Now, it was some terms and conditions that came with those earbuds back on the 24th, stated that it was a 14-day trial for them. After the 14-day trial was up, you would be charged a one-time charge for the full price of those earbuds for $60.97. Looks like that trial ended. I'm on a recorded line, so I have to just state it in full. Looks like your trial ended on the 8th of February, so the 9th and the 10th, they tried to recoup those end-of-trial charges. Let's see what we can do here. Now, you have received the earbuds, correct?
Right, but I didn't All see right. any of that, and I did, like I said, I just did like a survey. I don't even work, so I didn't see any, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I definitely understand.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that sometimes those terms and conditions can be a little small, but if you can kind of remember clicking that checkbox agreeing to be 18 years or older, right under that was a hyperlink for the terms and conditions. Now, what I'm going to do is let me navigate around and make sure there's no collections charge or anything. All right. All right, so now what I can do for you, I do see those charges having your credit card company did soft decline, but I am advised to go ahead with protocol. Now, since you did receive those earbuds, I can reduce that end of trial charge by 35%, so you won't have to pay the full price for them.
Now, did it already come out of my account, you're saying?
Well, no, ma'am. It looks like it was soft decline, so it's actually on hold by your credit card company. So I'm sure they probably asked you to call to make sure if you did make that purchase on the 24th. So, to settle the account. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like I said, you don't see that. You just do a survey. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't see these charge things that, you know what I mean?
I definitely understand, but I am required to follow protocol, even though you didn't see the terms and conditions, they were there, ma'am, so I'm not arguing that you did not see them, but I do know they were selected in order to process the order, and so again, what I can do is reduce that end of trial charge by 35% if that's something that you would agree to.
And what would that be? What would even be the, like...
It wouldn't be, give me just a second. And you just let me know. I have to click on it. Let me go back to it. I'm sorry. All right. All right.
When I even bought them. Because you say 14 days, but you don't get them until they were ordered on the 24th, but you don't get them. So how does that work?
The terms that could be... I'm sorry.
Right. But you don't
I was going to...
You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm sorry. I should have just stated all that too. The terms and conditions also mm-hmm. state, because it should take 3 days, but the terms and conditions say that if you don't receive that product in 3 business days, to give us a call, because that trial does start the same day that you place the order. Now,
that's what I'm trying to get at.
I understand, Ms. Brandon.
Yeah, because you can't. Now, how do you charge somebody 14 days when that didn't actually come? That was a while after before that even came. So that's what I'm trying to get at. So that's my argument, is how do you give somebody 14 days when you're with the whole COVID and everything backed up in the mail, you're not receiving this product.
Yes, ma'am, but they do lay those terms and conditions out there. So it's solely up to the consumer's discretion to go ahead and place that trial order. Now, in your case, you did not see those terms and conditions, but I definitely understand your argument. But what I'm saying is that everything is laid out on the website. So that when you hit that check mark, it's kind of like a binding contract. Now, I just want to let you know that 35% charge would be $21.35 back if you were to accept that 35% refund. You will be only paying, you will get that back.
Okay, and then I could just do that when I get paid, which I wouldn't get paid till next week. Like I said, I don't even work.
Okay, that's
so
no problem at all.
You know what I mean? I could just call back this number and do it?
Yes, you definitely can, please, because what's going to happen is your account is going to stay open and they're going to try to keep deducting those charges. So if you call us back and let us know, hey, I agreed to the last, I put it on your account, so you don't even have to explain yourself there and know exactly what to charge you, okay?
And it would be, what, 21? Would you say 21?
Yes. $21.67.
Okay. Yeah. All so right. I don't want them to keep charging me. You know what I mean?
I definitely understand.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling customer care, and you have a great day. Okay.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.